Hello, and good day, everyone. It's another episode of Magic, the First Pioneers. This is a podcast all about the Pioneer Magic format, and we keep our listeners up to date with what is new, interesting, and powerful in the world of Pioneer. I'm joined here by my co-host.
My name is Ryan Schwenk. I am the Japan hobbyist out of the Tokyo area of Japan.
All right, so I think you're taking the reins for today. You had an idea for a topic you really want to talk about. I know you said you've been playing a lot of Historic as well as Pioneer lately.
Yeah, I've been talking about that a lot in the past few podcasts as well. I was trying to get you to play, but you're like, eh.
Yeah, I just don't have an updated... every time I want to play some Arena, I have to update, and then I end up just like not having the time to really play any games, so it's haven't gotten too deep into it.
So, yeah, we've talked about Historic a few times before. We had the topic about the anthologies and like which of these cards, you know, would be good to be played in Pioneer. And, you know, I think we also had a topic not too far back about what cards we thought were not broken. I think that was, like, our Breaking Pioneer one. Like, which cards we would like to see from, like, Modern, you know, kind of played in Pioneer as well. So this is kind of continuing along that train of thought. And, you know, we will have Pioneer on, you know, Magic Arena by the end of the year. So I thought this would be a really good chance to kind of talk a little bit more about that, as well as to kind of discuss jump starts. So if you're okay with that, maybe in today's topic, we can also talk a little bit about what jumpstart cards we'd like to see. Because a lot of these cards we didn't even consider when we were going through those lists earlier before. So
it'd be... Yeah, so a little bit of framing here is that, you know, the plan is eventually that Pioneer is going to be on Magic Arena.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've sounds like they're, you know, it's taking longer than they expected to program some of the cards. They're going to have a release of Amonkhet shortly.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to try and continue to push out further sets after that, going back to when they've got all of Pioneer. And there should also be a Pioneer Masters this, what, December, I think it is?
Yeah.
Which will be on an Arena set intended to make Historic, which is on Arena, look more like Pioneer. So what we're looking at is the fact that if we've got Pioneer coming onto Arena, there's cards on Arena that are not currently legal in Pioneer. So are they going to make them legal in both? Are they going to make the stuff that's legal in Historic not legal in Pioneer? So we kind of need to figure that out and let us know. And then we can have a format that, you know, maybe it'll just be that Pioneer absorbs Historic one day.
I mean, I think they're kind of going two different ways, to be honest. You know, I think, you know, Pioneer's going to be one power level, and it's going to be something that's competitive that people, you know, can play online to, you know, do events and whatnot. And Historic's going to be more of the casual formats that it's going to be more like the testing ground. Could this break Pioneer? You know, if
so one way or another, we're going to end up with a situation where everything that's legal in Historic is legal in Pioneer, or everything that's legal in Pioneer is legal in Historic.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the latter.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think we'll ever get cards like... I don't know, Wyrmcoil Engine or something like that back. So we'll see.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've done this a couple of times. We haven't found anything that'd be like, oh, this 100% would have to be banned if it was in Pioneer. Or maybe we have, but... and that's kind of what we're going to do again, is we want to say like, hey, you know, these are all of these cards that Jumpstart is adding to Historic. And so if we put Pioneer onto Arena, would these be okay in Pioneer? Would these be cards that could be reprinted in the future in Pioneer, possibly?
Yeah. And I guess... what I'd like to start off with today is I'd like to kind of go over what can Pioneer learn from the Historic format on MTG.
That's Arena. A good one. That's a good one.
Like, for example, like, you know, we can play anytime. You know, you can play a lot, and there's large online events. These things are kind of lacking in the for Pioneer at the moment, I think. I mean, is there anything else that you think we could add to that list? I mean, these are...
Here's a question. What would Best of One change for Pioneer? You know, we don't really have Best of One in paper or MTGO Magic. What would Best of One feel like if we had Pioneer BO1?
Well, I would definitely think Lotus Breach would still be there because it can win early. I think Blue-Black Inverter would still be there just because it can win on turn 4.
Okay.
Probably Mono Black.
You know. Yeah, are there any other decks that, like, really fold the sideboard hate? So, I mean, yeah, I can see Lotus Breach being good because that's a deck that is very bad against Lotus sideboard cards, mm-hmm. and it has a wish board. Similarly, you know, there's the mono green Planeswalkers deck that basically doesn't sideboard at all.
Mm-hmm.
That might be very powerful in a best of one format.
So that'll be interesting. That could create an entirely new metagame for Pioneer if they do best of one, even though I hate best of one.
A little bit, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, play anytime, play a lot, large events. Like I said, we don't really have that right now in Pioneer, but let's imagine we did. How would those things impact Pioneer when it's released on Arena? Being able to play Pioneer anytime, being able to play Pioneer mm-hmm. a lot, how would that change its current, how can I say, situation, but how it's being kind of accepted right now?
I mean, I don't think huge changes. I think that would, you know, when we had more of the super challenges on MTGO, we were seeing more data. We're kind of getting those back. When we had, you know, if we have another Pioneer, like whatever the Players Tour mm-hmm. announced, I think that would get people testing and playing it quite a bit again. So it's kind of just whatever is being pushed by Wizards right now. Mm-hmm. And it does seem like Historic is what's being pushed. But if Pioneer was being pushed, I think we would see more of it being wrote about, being tested, you know, all of that.
I mean, I would actually think that we'd see a more variety of decks if it's on Arena instead of MTGO. Yes. I think we've always talked about how it's all about card availability, it's about card price, and, you know, only using those MTGO, you know, data, how can I say, the data mining or whatever, it kind of skews the metagame. So people are like, you know, oh, it's, you know, this deck is this percentage and this deck is this percentage, but really that's just what the cards that people have.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what decks would be not very much fun to play on MTGA specifically. Like if there's anything that would suffer. I think about Kethis maybe because that's a deck that I play a lot. I'm a little worried. I know it's certainly played in Historic plenty, but I would be a little worried about, you know, all the additional clicks, all of the auto tapper messing you up because you're playing a four color deck.
Yeah,
all of that.
I mean, that's definitely something you'd have to worry about, like with the misclicks and the
Yeah.
How can I say? The sequencing might be a little bit off, so you'll definitely have to take control of that, set your stops, etc., etc. Okay, so, like you said, I'm going to kind of take the reins here because I play a lot of Historic at the moment. I actually just hit Mythic on Historic playing my Burn deck, which I'm so excited about. But yeah, first topic I like to talk about is just kind of like the best decks in Historic at the moment. And I kind of want to compare them to Pioneer decks. Like, would they be good enough to beat Pioneer decks? So I sent you a link, you know, with the, you know, MTG Goldfish, if you wanted to take a quick look at that.
Sure, yeah, and I've walked through that before.
So, like, one of the best decks right now, after Jumpstart was released, is the Mono Red Goblins deck. So, it plays Muxus, the Grandee Goblin, whatever, Gobbly Grandee, and he's
Muxus Goblin Grandee. I don't even know if I read this one.
Yeah, he's basically an EDH card in Historic.
6 mana, 4/4. When he comes into play, reveal the top 6 cards of your library. Put all goblin creature cards with converted mana cost 5 or less among them onto your battlefield, and the rest on the bottom of your library in a random order.
He's basically,
when he attacks,
yeah,
it's a +1/+1 for each other goblin you control. Okay.
He's basically like a collected company on a stick.
Hmm.
And,
but for 6 mana at sorcery speed, yeah. And okay.
Yeah, but it's playing cards like Goblin Chieftain and the War Leader, I think. I can't remember its name. And it's, you know, gives everything haste, so you could hit a bunch of stuff, and you can get him out as soon as turn 3 if you have the Skirk Prospector, and you're just playing, like, a lot of token cards before that.
All right, quick remind me, do we have Goblin Chieftain in Pioneer?
No.
I thought we only had, we have War Chief,
we have
right?
War Chief, yeah.
Got it. Okay, so War Chief is the one that gives haste and reduces mana by 1. Chieftain is the one that gives haste and gives +1/+1,
yeah.
So probably a lot better.
And I think, was it Matron the one that lets you look for any card? That one also we don't have in the...
No, you have Matron. That one, search it for a goblin card, put it in your hand for 3 mana. We don't have that in Pioneer.
We don't have that?
We don't have that in Pioneer.
Yeah, we don't have that in Pioneer, yeah. And also Gem Palm Incinerator is another
one. Yeah, Incinerator is one that I'm excited about for Historic, if you were playing this deck.
So other than that, most of the cards we do have in there. So basically, could this beat a Pioneer deck the way it is right now? What do you think?
Might be a little slow for facing a Pioneer deck. You know, it doesn't really have removal, which I think would be a much bigger downside against a Pioneer deck than against other Historic decks. And I'm just, you know, looking at, like, what don't you have that Pioneer has?
So, Krenko's,
you
know, Goblin another
Rebel
one,
Master is a big one. I think that Pile Driver is another big one. We've got...
No Rebel Master.
The one that gives +1/+0 in haste.
Bushwhacker? Reckless Bushwhacker?
Yeah, Bushwhacker. Yeah.
That's not something that would be good to hit off of Muxus, though. I mean, you would
play, I suppose that's true, yeah.
If you were to build this for Pioneer, that's what you would use in it, but you don't think...
Isn't,
Yeah.
What about the 5-mana one? Where's Siege Gang Commander?
Not in here, actually.
Okay.
Again, I just think it's... I guess it's kind of too slow.
Oh, here, Goldfish says it's in 40% of decks.
Oh, really?
As a 2 of.
Okay. Sideboard or main board, though?
Main board.
Okay. And sideboard also has, like, Chain Whirler and Legion War Boss and stuff like that, it looks like.
Those make sense. Okay. Oh, yeah, and I guess Jump Home Incinerator's removal.
Okay, so you say no. You say this couldn't beat Pioneer decks. Would this be, like, tier 2?
As it stands, I think it would struggle a little bit. Yeah. I mean, it would be reasonable. I think this is a reasonable deck. I think that'd be a bit weaker than what Pioneer can offer.
How about the Bant Ramp deck?
All right, let me jump back.
Ramp has never
one.
Really been good, I think, in Pioneer. You know, it's always lost a combo and things like that.
Well, right now it struggles significantly because, yeah, combo.
I mean, this is basically a standard deck, almost.
Now what it has is Field of the Dead, which is currently banned.
Yes. So having Field of the Dead back, would that make decks like Scapeshift or Bant Ramp or even Control, would that make those decks better?
I think that right now it would not help them against all of the combo that exists. I think that in a healthier version of the format where a little bit of that combo is taken down a notch, I think that they might still be a little overwhelming. That's kind of what we said, I think 3 episodes ago, we did a whole thing on, like, what cards could theoretically be unbanned right now. We had said Oath is maybe one of the more likely ones. We had said that Field of the Dead is probably another one that could theoretically be safe in the current meta, might not be the safest in a good meta, or in a perfect meta.
Yeah. The only cards that this deck really has that the Pioneer doesn't have is, like, Explore.
Yeah, which, it's an extra version of Growth Spiral. I think Growth Spiral is usually better.
Yeah. You can draw and put a land into play. So, yeah, other than that, I think everything else is pretty much the same. Oh, yeah, Thragtusk in the sideboard. What green deck wouldn't it be improved with Thragtusk? So you say no, Bant's Game Shift can't beat Pioneer.
Probably not. So is that kind of what you're trying to set up? Is like, hey, if we had taken this deck and thrown it into the Pioneer metagame, how would it do?
Yeah, basically. That's how I'm saying it. Like,
right now this would struggle. I don't see anything that stops any of the combo decks of the format.
Yeah, I mean...
Even sideboard would have trouble.
Could you update you talked about Pile Driver and we talked about Rabble Master and the Goblins deck, if you're updating for Pioneer. But what about this Bant Ramp deck? How would you update it for Pioneer?
Now, surprisingly little. Migration Path is kind of a strictly better Explosive Vegetation, which is what we had in Pioneer. Maybe your top end... Oh, I guess you've already got Ulamog, so your top end's about where you could be. Maybe Worldbreaker as a middle of the one there. A couple other utility lands, like Sanctum of Ugin, I think would be useful. But, yeah, not a lot that improves, really.
Okay. The next deck, I don't really see it on the website, but I've seen a lot of Mono Black Devotion decks, especially when I was climbing up through Gold and Platinum. So Mono Black Devotion, the big thing that they have in Historic is the Phyrexian Obliterator.
That's a cool one.
And also the Phyrexian Arena.
Right.
But everything else is kind of the same, I believe. You still kind of went with Grey Merchant, and it has the 2/3, what's it called? The 2/3 vampire, or the elf, the dark elf.
Oh, Yara, first of the Lockthwain.
Yeah, so like all those really good, double and triple mana our black mana sources. So what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if I go through this, we've got pretty much everything other than Obliterator.
Obliterator and Phyrexian Arena.
Yeah, I mean, the current list I'm looking at, I don't think even has Phyrexian Arena.
Oh, really? I guess it depends.
Well, it looks like some decks, some of them do. This just current list does not. Oh,
there's Mana Black.
Let me look at a different list.
Yeah. Massacre Worm looks like it's another new card that's been added to this.
Here we go, yeah.
To this deck, and that's actually pretty cool. Creatures your opponents control. You think Pioneer can still beat it?
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to think.
Pioneer did have a mono black deck before, or a mono black devotion.
Yeah, you know, we currently do have mono black deck. I think that it's been coming. You know, it's been showing up pretty regularly. It's probably the most played deck right now.
Is that just because of this? The price, probably.
No, I think that it's got a very reasonable blue-black inverter matchup and does fine against the rest of the field, so it's doing a good job there.
Okay.
You know, Thoughtseize aggro is still a great deck.
Well, if that's the case, then I would say that, you know, this actually could beat some Pioneer decks, especially with a card like Phyrexian Obliterator.
Well, you don't have Thoughtseize, though.
Yeah, true. Yeah, okay. We don't have anything good yet.
Yeah, so, you know, Obliterator dodges Eliminate. It can get hit by Push with the right setup.
Yeah.
Might be a little slow. You know, I'm sure that Teferi is not very fun to play Obliterator against.
Yeah. And it also good against Grasp, you know, as a 5/5. You know, the 4/-4/-4 isn't enough.
Yeah, and Grasp hasn't really been seeing much play. I think it's been between Eliminate and Heartless Act is what the Mono Black deck's been playing, because they have... they have Murderous Rider as their other way to take care of Planeswalkers.
Okay, so this is your favorite, the Oracle combo decks in Historic. So there's Kethis, like you said, with Lurrus that's bugged. I've also seen...
I was just saying, unfortunately, if you guys haven't heard, so there is a good combo in Pioneer, is that if you have a Lurrus, it can cast a Mox Amber from your graveyard, and if you have... what is the name of the card? A Teshar in play. Mm-hmm. Then when you cast that Mox Amber, you can bring a card back from your graveyard. So if you bring back a new Lurrus, that Lurrus can then cast another Mox Amber, and you can loop those infinitely. That gives you infinite mana, and if you have a way to... if you have the Excavator in play, then it mills them out. The problem is, on Arena, it's still bugged. I know, you know, my whole Discord has reported it. I've got a Kethis combo Discord that's grown pretty explosively lately. And right now that's still bugged. Now, they said that it's going to get fixed probably in the next patch, but it didn't get fixed in this last one, that it doesn't work correctly on Arena. But anyways, yeah, Kethis combo, definitely still a deck in Historic. Definitely a even better deck in Pioneer.
So better in Pioneer, why? What makes it better in Pioneer?
Okay, so biggest thing is Hope of Ghirripur.
Okay.
As a 4-of, Hope of Ghirripur is just an awesome card. You know, Hope of Ghirripur can lock out some opponents because you have, you know, 3 or 4 ways to bring it back every turn. Mm-hmm. So they can never cast non-creature spells. You have Teferi, they can never, ever cast non-creature spells. It's also just a great way to mill through your deck. And now we have Oath of Nissa, which is just a huge, you know, does everything for the deck, helps you play your Planeswalkers, help you find your combo pieces, everything.
So there's actually a couple different builds of this. You know, this is the main one with like Kethis, but I've also seen a Song of Creation build, you know, which is that 4-mana enchantment, I believe, from Incoria. And so it says whenever you cast a spell this turn, you get to draw 2 cards, but at the end of your turn, you have to discard your hand. So basically, they're just playing a bunch of zero casting cost cards, you know, like Ornithopter and anything that's X casting costs, and they just keep drawing. And of course, you know, you got Emery in there, and you have, you know, the Mox Amber, and then you went again with Thassa's Oracle.
Okay.
So kind of the same thing, right? I mean, that's kind of how Kethis also wins.
A little bit, yeah.
So, like, which one would you say is better? The Kethis? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go for. Yeah, and I think that the results have shown that.
But you say not good enough for Pioneer. It can't win, or do you think it could win?
The exact list they've got. So I'm just looking at what they have that Pioneer doesn't. Chromatic Sphere is a cool one. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're running Terrarion, I think Sphere is a big upgrade there.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I'm really not seeing anything in their main deck. Let me look at the sideboards here real quick. Yeah, I don't see anything sideboard either that it gets from a Historic that they don't have in Pioneer.
Yeah, so Pioneer strictly better.
Yeah, strictly better.
Yeah, and of course Inverter is the best combo deck anyway, so you would just play that.
Yeah, yeah. A different deck. I mean, that's more of a control deck in many ways.
Ah.
You know, it's a combo deck in the way that Twin was a combo deck, where it's a control deck that can just plop win.
Mm-hmm. You'll like this next one. This one is definitely more Historic based. Craterhoof Elves.
Ooh, so this is something, you know, you had me look at what was in Jumpstart that could go into Pioneer,
yeah.
And I saw a lot of really good elves,
yeah.
And I saw Craterhoof Behemoth.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that a little bit later. I want you to take a look at these lists and tell me if you think this could actually compete in Pioneer. So, mm-hmm. You know, they have Allosaurus Shepherd, they have the, what is it? Archdruid.
Yeah, that's a free drop that I think we've said before on the show that would be something we'd like to see in Pioneer.
And Craterhoof, of course, instead of the others, you know, 7/7.
Now, I thought there was an aggressive 2-drop in the recent set that I liked. Let me see if I can find that.
And I think Imperious Prefect is another one that's in Historic, I guess.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm surprised I don't see Wren's Run Vanquisher. Did that get into Pioneer?
No idea. You mean to Historic?
Or into Historic, yeah.
Yeah, no idea on that one.
Let me quick do a Google on that one while you're talking about this deck.
So yeah, the Historic version, pretty nasty. We've talked about the problems with like Winota decks before and how fast they can get out threats. And, you know, this just puts tons and tons of mana creatures into play. And then you can search up your Elvish Clan Callers with all that extra mana. They're really hard to take care of. You know, I mean, of course you have Fatal Push, but how many of those can you actually target? Because these things are going to get huge really quick. As far as how this would match up against the Pioneer version, the green-black with Shaman of the Pack, which one would you say is better?
I think this one might be one where I kind of like the green version here. Obviously, it's missing some big, nice things that Pioneer has, but I do like that, you know, Crater Behemoth is huge, Allosaurus Shepherd is huge. And again, I think with the Pioneer version,
mm-hmm.
the biggest thing has always been whether or not you've got... Oh, so yeah, they're getting Pierce Perfect too. So that definitely, I'd say that this one's probably a little better. You know, also being one color is nice. The biggest thing has always been, do your opponents have sweepers?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Elves is worth trying again right now in Pioneer, because there are not anyone playing sweepers,
yeah.
particularly.
There's
no Jogham Chain Rollers in the meta right now.
Yeah.
The black aggro decks, even the black control decks, aren't playing much in the way of sweepers. So it's really just the Supreme Verdict decks.
Not a lot of hard control decks, to be honest. What was I going to say? This one's not playing Steel Leaf Champion. Is that wrong, or is that okay?
That's surprising, yeah. I would have thought that. I was like, oh, well, we get Steel Leaf Champion. Some of the versions do. It does look like when I'm looking, you know, about half the versions have it. Again, just going off Goldfish data, not my experience.
Wow, I just saw what Fierce Empath does, and that's kind of cool. It searches for
mana
cool cost card. 6 or greater. Wow. Grab that.
You know, in Pioneer, you can use that alongside, what is it called? Would Collar Behemoth? What is the name of that card?
What are you talking about? The 7/7?
No, the 6 mana 6/5 that searches for a creature 3 or less and puts
it in
the
play. Wood Bellower?
Yeah, Woodland Bellower. That's the
yeah.
one. Yeah. Those two cards we've seen play together. There was a Food Chain deck that runs both of them.
I see.
Legacy.
So I think this one could do better. Then. Okay, so this is one of the Historic decks that could actually probably beat some Pioneer decks.
Maybe. You know, there are certainly things that'll struggle about it. I think that the 1/1s might be a little weaker in here, but I do like, you know, 12 Lords here is awesome.
It can hold its own. We'll say that.
Yeah.
And
if we were to look at what Pioneer would add to this, I think that you'd get some big upgrades. You know, I do think that adding black might be good. You know,
mm-hmm.
getting Elvish Mystic as well, Llanowar Elves, you could definitely go down in lands. Because of that, and just up in overall power.
Would you play Coco?
Depends. I think maybe, you know, there'd be a few ways to look at it. I think you could go a very high power deck. You could play like Wrens Run Vanquisher and Steelleaf Champion. Mm-hmm. You know, go like 3/3 into 5/4. It's kind of crazy, especially with 8 to 12 lords.
Scary.
You could also go towards, you know, just kind of a big mana version, and then which is kind of what the version right now does to win with Allosaurus Rider or Craterhoof Behemoth. You could do that in Pioneer as well, I think.
Okay. All right, next deck real quick. How about Control? I know there's been some Esper Control decks. You can see that's, you know, on their metagame list.
Let me take a look, because that's not something I've heard much about at all in Pioneer.
I don't actually...
Or in Historic, sorry.
Yeah, I actually don't think it adds anything that's not already in... Yeah, it looks like it's pretty much...
Let's see.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's anything added. It's like pretty much all standard stuff.
Like a strictly worse, yeah. Kind of looks that way. You know, you don't even have the Supreme Verdict.
Yeah, so... Pioneer, definitely better version.
Big thumbs down.
Yeah. How about Tempered Steel? I don't know if that's in...
So is that like an artifact deck?
Yeah, for... it's they have mono white. Basically, it's playing you know, Ornithopter, Ginger Brute, Stone Coil, Inquisitive Puppets. A lot of these cards you'll find in how can I say, in Standard or in Historic already, except... it plays
Tempered Steel.
Yeah,
is
Tempered
a 3
Steel.
Mana enchantment. Artifact creatures you control get +2/+2.
That's the only thing that's not in Pioneer. Would having this card make this deck playable?
It's tough. There was a short time where kind of blue white in Soul was a great deck, but it was mostly draw off the back of Lurrus, which you can't play Tempered Steel with Lurrus, obviously. Double white's also a big ask. I would try this. I think that's interesting. It might not be amazing.
I mean, when I played against it on Arena, it's good as, like, you know, if you get that killer hand, but it really dies to removal very easily.
Interaction at all, yeah.
Yeah, so...
So right now, I think that would struggle. You know, you would get some big additions from Pioneer. You know, you'd get Walking Ballista. You'd get Hope of Ghirriper, maybe. You'd get... what else do we have? You've got Ginger Brood already.
Basically, if they take out your Steel Overseer, or if they get rid of your Tempered Steel, you got nothing.
Ugh, yeah, that seems weak.
It'll fold really quick. So I would say no. I'd rather just play the Blue-Red Insole, and I think the Pioneer version is a lot better.
So I've been waiting for you to get to Green-Red Aggro, so
yeah.
I'm going to go into that next, because that's a big one that I wanted to say, is that, like, you were talking about what Pioneer can learn from Historic, and I've been like, man... Green-Red Aggro was so good in Historic that it got, what is that card that just got banned?
Burning Tree Emissary.
Burning Tree Emissary banned. So why aren't we seeing Green-Red Aggro in Pioneer? You know, they've got Burning Tree Emissary, they've got a lot of the same cards and more.
I mean, would you be willing to play it? Would you be willing to give it a
maybe
try?
I should. So I'm looking at, like, what's popular right now in Green-Red Aggro, even without the Burning Tree Emissary. You've got... You know, it just looks like average-looking green-red cards. So what's so powerful about this deck?
Yeah, I mean, this new one without Burning Tree Emissary just doesn't really seem that different. It just seems like a kind of a worse aggro deck. I mean, there's mono-green that's done all right in the past with Pioneer, and I mean, like this one that is currently doing one. This went 6-1. I'm looking at on MTG Goldfish, and they're playing Paradise Druid. So of course you could switch that off to something a little bit faster, but
interesting.
Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, you know, it's just surprising to me. You know, when we had Green-Red Aggro in the meta for a good amount of time, I think that when we had Once Upon a Time, it was really good. When we had Smuggler's Copter, it was still really good. Mm-hmm. It had kind of fallen off after that when we got, you know, those cards banned out of it. But I could see it still being good. You know, Questing Beast is still one hell of a card. Or is it just, does it just not have enough interaction against Inverter specifically?
Is it fast enough? I mean... Man, those opening hands were insane with Burning Tree Emissary on Historic, and it was winning games it shouldn't, like on turn 4.
Well, you could do the same thing and throw, forget the name, Bushwhacker in there.
Yeah, yeah, and play for free after you play, like, Emissary. Yeah, that could be insane. I actually think that not this new version, but the previous version where, you know, before Burning Tree Emissary got banned, I think that could actually be playable in Pioneer. And I think it's worth checking out.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely check it out. And we're seeing a little bit of that in the Naya Winota decks is, again, the same kind of, like, aggressive red-green start, sometimes even with Burning Tree Emissary in it.
Yeah. Were there any other decks that you wanted to talk about? Or I think we talked about a lot of
them. Let me take a quick look. So Nexus got... Did Nexus get banned?
Yeah, that's Nexus got banned. Thank God.
Okay, that's nice.
I hate that deck. Soul Sisters, maybe? That.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we don't really have. We don't have the actual Soul Warden.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be really good with
Heliod. Oh, we've got a Mono White. Ooh, Ranger of Eos is also cool, yeah.
Which one?
Ranger of Eos.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that could be...
Grab a couple Thraven Inspectors.
Could be good. I think it would lose the combo. But
sure.
How would this compare to, like, the Mono White Devotion deck? Would this just be a better, faster Mono White Devotion deck?
I think Mono White Devotion is probably better. It's got a lot better interaction, particularly.
Because I know with this one, you know, you could put, how can I say it? Counters much easier on your Ballista. You know, because whenever you play, you're just playing tons of life gain, and whenever you play, a creature, you get to put a counter on one of your guys, basically. Ranger of Eos. Two creature cards, creatures can miss one or less. So, I mean, you could search up your Ballistas with Ranger of Eos, actually.
That's true. Is that true?
Because converted mana cost one or less.
We do that in Modern, yeah.
So that's kind of busted. I don't know. I think this could actually be better than Mono White Devotion in Pioneer.
I mean, if you had the Pioneer cards.
Yeah, or the historic cards. Yeah. But all right, I think that's good for the decks. There was one more thing I wanted to talk about today, and that was I wanted to take a quick look at the Jumpstart cards. And I want you to tell me which of these cards do you think could make the jump to Pioneer, or do you ones are kind of too powerful?
That's so this is something I actually worked on, so, so I feel more prepared. Good.
So should I just kind of let's just go over each color, and I'll just read down my list. I think that's a lot faster than us just kind of going over each one, and then you can tell me if you agree or disagree, and if there's anything you want to add.
Okay, I've kind of got mine also in color order, so you can start naming them. I'll just say yes, no, yes, no.
All right, so Core Spirit Dancer, I would like to see in black white auras.
Okay, I didn't write it down, so no.
No, too strong, you think?
Well, I'm more of saying it wouldn't have an impact, but maybe it's because I only wrote down the ones that I thought would have an impact.
So, Core Spirit...
What is that card? I don't know that card.
Core Spirit Dancer is an Enchantress card, I believe, and I want to say it's 2 mana. Let me find it.
If it's 2 mana, I could see play. What is this card?
2 mana, and you draw a card, I think. Let me find it real quick.
Core Spirit Dancer gets +2/+2 for each aura attached to it. And whenever you cast an aura spell, you can draw a card.
Yeah, so...
It's a 0/2/2.
Yeah, so basically, you know, the Black-White Auras deck, I think this would be an extra SRAM.
It would be great in the SRAM Auras deck that existed with Lurrus,
yeah.
And without that, it's kind of a...
I don't know, Black-White Auras existed before Lurrus was there. I mean,
barely, yeah.
So, I mean, Lurrus, you know, it was good. It won a Pro Tour. It won back in, January? I mean, it made top 8, so I don't know if it won a Pro Tour. So, anyways, Core Spirit Dancer, I'd like to see. Linvala, Keeper of Silence.
Yes.
Just like in general, I think it'd be a good sideboard card. Mikaeus, the Lunark.
Definitely. I'd be excited about that.
Green White Scales, maybe.
For humans, I think it would be
well. That as well. I mean, humans or Green White Scales. I mean, they'd be good in all of them.
Sure.
It'd be like a super cheap way, to put counters and everything like. Nissa Voices Endicar. And then Path to Exile, of course.
Yeah, but you didn't get Path to Exile, right? Didn't that get taken out?
Yeah, but I mean, it's in Jumpstart. I'm looking at so much what's in Historic.
Okay,
what's in Jumpstart.
So this is something that's in Jumpstart, but it didn't get put onto MTG Arena.
Yeah, I mean, I would even be fine with just like a 1-mana exile effect that has like a restriction. Like you have to have...
Absolutely,
if your opponent has more creatures than you...
Path would be very powerful. I'm okay-ish with the fact that we don't have Path to Exile in Pioneer, because it would be, with no competition, the best white removal spell.
Yeah.
That said, we need a white removal spell that's better than any of the existing white removal spells. But there's a lot of room between Path to Exile and the best white removal spell in Pioneer. Yeah. You know, there's a mana, basically.
We need a functional reprint, like I said, that has some kind of restriction. You know, like, we have, like, that 4 damage to any creature, 1 red mana spell from Ixalan, but it deals 2 damage to your creature. You know, like, something like that, but for whites, you know, like...
Sure, something.
If they have more life than you, or if, I don't know, they have more creatures than you, you can cast for 1 mana instant speed. But anyways...
Yeah, something like that. But I mean, I do want to go off on that point, is that... So, okay, some of the cards that were in Jumpstart, they didn't put onto Arena. Yeah. They thought they were too powerful for Historic, or they were too complicated to program, mm-hmm. something like that. And I'm actually a little disappointed. You know, some of them obviously would have been too strong. You know, some of the Jumpstart cards is like the Reanimator cards, crazy, you know, reanimate mm-hmm. the card. But I do think that some of the strong cards that I would have been excited about to go into Pioneer got cut, and that disappoints me. So I think I wouldn't mind touching base on those as we pass them by.
And were there any other white...
Path to Exile is one of those, yeah.
Were there any other white cards that you wanted to talk about, or is that pretty much cover your list? All right, you want to do blue real quick?
Yeah, I think I had one blue card.
Okay, well, what was your blue card you'd like to see?
Kira the Great Glassman.
Yes, and where would you put that?
Spirits, obviously. You know, I'd put it in Kethys, maybe try it out. Other than that, you know, probably like any kind of Cocoa or Spirits deck.
Yeah, I think, yeah, totally passed by that it's a spirit. Dang, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Board wipe, you don't have a board wipe, you're not gonna kill it. I thought that Corsair Captain would be kind of interesting, because Grixis Pirate was never really a thing in Ixalan block, but this is another lord to go with Beckett Brass, and you know, I thought that would be kind of cool. You know, 3 mana, 2/2, other pirates get +1/+1. I don't know.
It's not very exciting to me. I don't know. There's no pirates that come into mind as being that strong.
How about...
I guess it gets a treasure token. That's cool.
How about Serendib Ifrit?
I like it. You know, I wouldn't mind cocoing for it, but it's just not strong enough, I think, in today's really? World. Probably not.
Even like in a white-blue flyers deck?
Maybe. You know, it would have to be a non-spirits flyers deck, which we don't currently have, but would be interested to see.
Okay. How about Thought Scour? You were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, so that's one that would have been really cool. It would have seen a lot of play in Pioneer. Maybe broke some things, maybe. You know, it would be super good in a lot of different decks. It would be awesome. It would make Phoenix really powerful. It would probably see play in Lotus Breach. Mm-hmm. It would maybe see play in... I don't know, Blue-Black Inverter, you know, a lot of the top decks, I think, would love to play this. I'm okay with the fact that it's, like, I would have liked to see it, but I'm also okay with the fact that it's not in there, so it's one of those, like, trade-offs.
Would some decks play this over Opt, do you think?
A lot of decks would play this over Opt.
Yeah. Another one that I thought I liked was Thirst for Knowledge.
Sure. So we have the enchantment version of this. This one, you know, so it's draw 3, discard 2, unless you discard an artifact. Mm-hmm. Probably about equally powerful in what exists in Pioneer, maybe even less powerful because Omens were seeing play for a while. Okay. I think it could see fringe play. I don't think it would be at all a staple in Pioneer.
Okay. And then another one I wanted to talk about was Rhystic Study.
That's another one that didn't make it, right?
I'm not sure. I guess so.
I believe that one did not make it onto Arena. You know, that's a multiplayer card. I don't think that playing Rhystic Study would have a huge impact on the board in Pioneer.
So it wouldn't help, like, control decks or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. Okay.
All right, Black, what would you like to see from Jumpstart in Black?
Well, I've got a lot of things crossed off because they didn't make it over there.
I have a lot of fun cards. I mean, if you don't mind me going first, the first card...
Sure, yeah, please, go ahead.
I want Tiny Bones in Pioneer.
Yeah, so that's a cute one. I didn't have any spot where I'm like, oh, yeah, that goes great in Pioneer. You might. I know you've been playing a discard.
Oh, it's so fun. And Historic was pretty good. Yeah, so Tiny Bones is a 1/2 skeleton, and at the beginning of each end step...
Legendary skeleton.
Yeah, legendary rogue. Skeleton. It says at the beginning of each end step, if an opponent discarded a card this turn, you draw a card and lose one life, so it's a great engine. If you're playing like Croxus or Croxa, or you know, like the what was it, the Rat, the Briggler Rat, I think. And then it has a secondary ability, 6 mana. Each opponent with no cards in hand loses 10 life. So like this with Waste Knot just seems really good. It'll be like your waste knight number 4 and 5, except they can block.
Okay.
What black cards would you like to see? Or
So one that struck me that would probably see play, Innocent Blood.
Yeah? How would you play that?
So I think that, you know, something like Blue-Black Inverter, they're currently not playing many creatures they care about. They would love to have a one-mana opponent sacrifice the creature.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it seeing play in something like the Dredge decks, because they usually don't care about their own creatures. But yeah, mostly in, you know, kind of mostly creatureless control.
Mm-hmm. Trying to find that one. Innocent Blood. I was thinking of Exquisite Blood. Innocent Blood, Innocent Blood. Where is that? Oh, there, I see it. Yeah, okay. One mana?
Yep.
Yeah, I like that one. What about any of the Reanimator effects? Are those too powerful?
Yes, they probably would be. Exhume maybe could be cool. You know, if Exhume existed, it would become a deck in Pioneer without being absolutely ridiculous, because you can't as easily
turn to Emrakul.
Yeah, but that has a lot of setup. There's not great ways to discard cards at willy nilly.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to play like the the one mana 1/1 zombie that puts three in
a Citrus Supply.
Yeah, Citrus Supply. I can't remember all these names. I'm not sure about those. How about Goldcaller Gissa? Or is it Gissa? That seems
Gissa?
Like, Gissa? Yeah, that seems like a fun Maybe. Card.
Yeah, I mean, that's an EDH card. I don't think that it would have a big impact. You know, we've got the Goblin that doesn't see any play that kind of does a similar thing.
But even like for a mid-range, you know, like a Jund deck, you know, or something.
But it's a, you know, it's a 5-mana card that doesn't impact the board it comes down. Like, you could play Scarab God and
true.
The same cost.
Okay, I guess that's better.
Yeah, I know I'm being the negative Nancy here, but that's my job. So I'm gonna go with one here, Blood Artist.
Yes, that was on my list. So would this be really good for like the aristocrat decks or sacrifice decks? Like, how would this fit in?
It would definitely be interesting. So I'm a little bit hesitant now that I've seen, you know, we have 8 of that effect in, well, we have, you know, 2x4 of that effect in Pioneer right now. Mm-hmm. And when we were seeing the rally decks he play, it wasn't on 8 copies. It was on maybe like 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we would see a 12 Blood Artist deck. I do think that, though, it is better than the existing Blood Artist, despite being, you know, one power and one toughness weaker.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's everyone's creatures makes it a lot more powerful.
Yeah, yeah. I totally forgot about it. Whenever another creature dies. Yeah, true. That is busted. I think there's one more that I wanted to talk about, and I kind of want to see, was it Nyxthid? How do you say it?
Which one? Because I didn't...
Nyxithid, it's a 7/7, and when it enters the battlefield,
like
choose an opponent.
Slow.
It's a 3-mana 7/7, and then it gets -1/-1 for each card in that chosen player's hand. It's a dumb beater, and it's great for, like I said, I play this Waste Knot deck, so I would love, you know, to just make them discard their hand and then have a 7/7.
Yeah, not super excited about it, but it could be interesting, I guess. You know, in kind of that very specific deck, I don't think it would fit in the normal black aggro decks.
Wait, there's one more that was really good that I thought might fit in. Scourge of Nel'Toth. It's a 7-mana 6/6 flyer, zombie dragon, and you can cast it from your graveyard by paying black and sacrificing 2 creatures rather than paying its mana cost. How good would that be in Dredge?
This is another one that didn't make it into Arena, so probably wouldn't be on Pioneer either. This would definitely see play in Dredge. That would be very cool.
And that'd be nasty in Dredge. I mean, you could just discard from
just
your
for
hand.
That deck, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love that. I would love to see it. But you think it'd be too busted in Pioneer?
I mean, I was saying it didn't make it into Arena for power level reasons,
mm-hmm.
So it's unlikely that they would, you know, reprint it. Yeah, I think it would be strong. It would be in that specific deck. That deck currently has a few weaknesses, so it might push it over the edge, might not.
I mean, if you do get a paper Pioneer Masters Booster pack, you know, they could put new cards in there.
Sure, but, you know, if they just said, hey, this is too strong for Arena,
yeah.
They're probably not going to print it again.
Gotcha. Let's talk about red next. Red has a lot of good cards. Which cards would you be excited to see in Pioneer?
You know, they also had a lot of cards that didn't get printed. So Lightning Bolt, Chain Lightning didn't get printed.
Too strong?
I don't want them in Pioneer.
Yeah.
I don't want them in Pioneer, no. They would be strictly better than any of the existing burn spells, and that's not what Pioneer is about. Pioneer is great because there are a huge number of burn spells, and you have to decide which ones you want in your deck.
Yeah.
If you have Lightning Bolt, there's no decision. It's you play Lightning Bolt.
Yeah.
1,000% of the time.
Yeah. We talked about the Goblin, the Muxus Goblin Grandee.
Yeah.
Is this an EDH card? Too powerful?
No.
He's fine, you think, in Pioneer?
Yeah, he wouldn't see play, I don't think, in Pioneer.
I think he would. I think people would like to actually play Goblins just as a casual. You know, you can't forget the casual players, and I think this is a card that really speaks to them.
Okay.
What else? What other good cards would you like to see?
So, big one for me, Grim Lavamancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like that. Where would you see that? Would you put that like
red, red, burn, red, burn, red, burn? Yeah, I mean, it's such a good card. It's so good against other creature decks. It gives you reach against other decks, and it's a wizard, which would be huge for the deck is to have another one drop wizard.
I was going to say, like any of those graveyard centric, you know, decks, you know, like the blue red prowess or the blue red phoenix. Would probably want
now
it
those
too, right?
Those I don't think would fit that well because you know it doesn't add to your battle plan there. You really you know you're playing burn spells and that's how you're filling your graveyard for Lavamancer. You don't need to be you know building around filling your graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like if this thing survives, you're gonna get a shot or two off and kill some things.
Another one that might be really good for like a mono red deck. How about Ball Lightning, the 6/1 trample, sacrifice it at the end of the turn.
Classic card. I love the card. It didn't make it onto Arena.
Too busted.
So that gives me. Stop asking me that. I don't know.
I think it'd be fine, to be honest.
It means they decided that they didn't want to toss up Arena that much. And for the same reasons, I find it unlikely that they would print it. That doesn't mean I don't think it would be. It would probably be fine. Like, that doesn't mean.
Yeah.
Where it might be worrisome is that there is a guy who brings back elementals mm-hmm. who have power or like toughness one or less or something like that. I don't know if that would be a deck Ball Lightning.
Oh yeah, the 1/2, right? Equals its like power that, or something. Speaking of burn spells, how about Pillar of Flame? Is that more of a Pioneer power level?
Is that the one that scries?
No, Pillar of Flame is a 1-mana sorcery. Sorry, 1-red-mana sorcery that does 2 damage to any target and exiles if it's a creature.
Is it any target? I didn't think
it's
it
any
was.
Target.
Oh, okay. So that is kind of good. So that's a sorcery. That's what I was thinking. I think they had one that was creature only, but that would be cool.
Yeah, I'd like to have that. I think Burn needs some kind of exiling effect that can also. Kind of, how can I say? That can also hit the face.
Yeah, I think that would actually be perfect. That would fit well because it would be a decision point whether you want that over shock.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to see a few more options other than shock/wild/ for that 1-mana slot.
Yeah, I mean, and definitely, depending on the metagame. Sometimes
I kind of wish it exiled. I wish it exiled planeswalkers.
That
as well.
Would be. I would be all for a 1-mana. 2 damage sorcery that also exiles planeswalkers.
Okay.
There's a couple fun cards. We were talking about dragons in a set. Sorry, in one of our.
Oh no!
Podcasts.
Where are you going here? Where are you
Dragon
going
Speaker Shaman. So it makes dragons two mana cheaper to cast. We were talking
Where
about how
it
needed more support. This was from Scourge, I think, maybe Legions. I can't remember. The original set, but we talked about it. Yeah, Dragon Speaker Shaman is 3-mana 2/2.
Oh, it's a 3-drop. That's I don't think it's a 3-drop. It probably sees any play.
But all your dragons, all those 5-mana dragons, suddenly become 3-mana or 2-mana.
So you can play them turn 4. I mean,
yeah, you play a bunch on turn 4. I mean, if you have like 2 Thunderbreak Regents on turn 4. I mean we could see like a big green red Atarka, you know, type dragon type deck. You know, you
I mean, you
get
could just play
Rebel
Master and get a goblin token and if it survives, you're more likely to win. Like, it seems like it's a lot to build around for such a fragile card.
Okay, you're not a Timmy, I get it. Yeah. But, you know...
I mean, I've put Dragonlord Servant in the deck. That one's one mana less for a one reduction, and it's a 1/3, so it's a little harder to kill.
Yeah, I think... Ooh, another good one. Dual Caster Mage.
Yeah, I've looked at it. I don't think it would really see any play in Pioneer.
Don't think so?
I don't think so. You know, we've got Lutri, which is, I think, pretty much the same, even slightly better.
I mean, this is anybody's spell, right?
Yeah, so this is anybody's spell. That's the only real difference, is you could grab, like, your opponent's Dig through time.
Mm-hmm.
There's not really a deck for it is a big thing. You don't have, like, a reactive, controlling red deck.
Or like a, how do you say, a permission, burn permission or whatever.
Yeah, certainly not. Blue-red would struggle.
I was going to say, we have like the Direfleet Daredevil right now, and I think this would be a, how can I say, this would actually be a upgrade, or upgrade, yeah. I think it'd be better.
Okay, that is what upgrade means. We've got a couple more cards I just want to call out that didn't get put on there. You know, Flametome Kavu, I think didn't get put. I don't think that one got cut for power level. I think that one got cut for complexity because new players on Arena wouldn't know that it has to hit itself if it's the only creature. So that's probably why they didn't put it on there. I think that it wouldn't really see much. I don't think it would see play in Pioneer. You know, it's a 4-mana card. We've got, you know, Ravenous Chupacabra really not seeing any play at all. You know, maybe if there was a big red deck, but I'd still rather play Chandra in that spot.
Yeah. We talked about goblins, Goblin Chieftain, and Krenko Mob Boss. Okay, or too strong?
Chieftain would be interesting. Tough to say whether they definitely see play. I think Chieftain would see play. Krenko, maybe. Probably not.
Okay. 4 mana is kind of big. Yeah. I thought it was 3 mana.
And I think we have Krenko, don't we? Or do we have a different?
We have the 3 mana the other Krenko. Krenko,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Whenever he attacks, you get to put tokens into play equal to his power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the other one that I was going to say that didn't get printed in was Goblin Lore. I don't have a definite place this would see play, but I'd probably try it in stuff like, you know, maybe in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Goblin
Lore. I think that's probably the right spot.
What does that do? Goblin
Lore. 2 mana, draw 4, discard 3 at random.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see that one. Oh, I see it now. Okay. Good way to fill up your graveyard.
Yeah, really.
One more. Hellrider. I used to play this a lot when I was playing in Innistrad block. So whenever it's a 3-3, whenever it attacks, or any creature attacks, it deals 1 damage. So it's kind of like that Cavalcade of Pain or something like that that's currently in Standard, the 2-mana enchantment, except it's on a body.
Yeah, we've got a few of them. We've got that. We've got an orc that's 4 mana that does similar, but it also heals you.
Oh, the black one. Yeah. I guess it's not that good then.
Yeah, I mean, this has haste, which is nice, but I don't think it's great. Yeah. I don't think it would really see play.
Okay. Well, let's skip to green. We're almost done. It's probably the last
one. I didn't have any more red ones here. Volcanic Foe? Ooh. What is that card?
How about Kiln Fiend in blue-red prowess?
Wait, we have Kiln Fiend? Which one's that? That's not the 4/3 for 1 mana.
It's the 1/2, whenever you play a... instant or sorcery gets +3/+0 to the end. Right.
So this card, yeah, I was like, I know that card is playing Pauper, I think.
Yeah.
We have similar cards right now. I'm not hyped about it. I don't think that it's a very good time. You know, Fatal Push is the most popular removal spell.
True.
This really doesn't get around that very well. Okay. Volcanic Fallout was one that I saw that I was like, oh, that's interesting. We don't have quite that level of strength. You know, it's an instant speed, 2 damage each creature each player.
Mm-hmm.
And uncounterable, interesting. Okay.
So, I know you.
Yeah, let's move on to green.
Yeah, you hate going long, and I know we're going kind of long. So yeah, let's just run through green real quick. Yeah. I guess we all agree, Allosaurus Shepherd would be really good.
Yeah, the specific card. I mean, it's not crazy. You would have to be in an Elves version that wants to build around right this second. There's not a lot of counter spells. You know, no one's spending a 3-mana counter spell on a 1-mana Elf. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that part of it is a big deal, and that's what makes this card so good in Legacy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, being able to cast your combo, not your combo, I mean your Crater Hoof, without being countered is great. That's always a
thing. Yeah, but who's countering things?
Nobody. But I mean, this kind of like reminds me of, was it Izuri from the Mirrodin block? Yeah, whenever Was it you pay like 6 mana, I think, and all your elves get, or all your creatures get +3/+3. I want to say. So it's like that similar kind of effect. Everybody becomes a 5/5 dino.
Yeah, everyone gets big.
I kind of like branching evolution. So
I thought we even have that. In...
I don't think so, but it's like a doubling.
Oh no,
season.
We don't know. Okay, so yeah, it's like a 3 mana hardened scales type effect. If one or more counters, you get double that many.
Yeah, I mean, would this be too slow though for the hardened scales deck?
Likely. I think that those lists are pretty tight. I would be interested in trying it, but it's probably too weak.
Okay. All right. What other cards would you like to see from green then?
All right, so we talked about a couple of the elves. You know, we already mentioned the Lord. I mentioned... So Elvish Archdruid. I mentioned Vrenzren Vanquisher.
Craterhoof? Yay? Nay?
Craterhoof? Yeah. Sure, yeah, definitely try it.
Would be fine. Not too strong?
Yeah.
How about Champion of Lamholt in, like, I guess you would say, maybe it could be in a... What's what I'm looking for? Scales.
What's that one? I have my doubts. So that one's a 3-mana 1/1 creatures with less power than it can't block creatures you control, and whenever creature enters the battlefield under your control, you put a +1/+1 counter on the champion.
Mm.
It's just slow. It seems like something that would see play in a very fair deck, which is not what we want to be right now. Maybe in the future, you know, if you could play this in humans and make all your guys unblockable, that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, other than that, though.
Archdruid, you said yes, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Explore?
Not really.
It's not necessary because you have Growth Spiral?
Yeah.
How about Savala? Is that busted? I know it's like a...
Where are you going with Savala? No, not that interesting to me. You know, I haven't seen this card see play because it's really just a new jumpstart card. So this one's a 3-mana 2/3 Legendary Elf Scout. When it enters... Whenever another creature enters, its controller can draw a card if its power is greater than every other creature.
Yeah, this is...
So, A, that helps your opponent, too. And B, it doesn't do anything the turn it comes into play. But then it can tap for mana. Taps for X, where X is the number of mana greatest power among creatures you control.
Yeah, so this actually is a conspiracy card.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a very... it would be tough for me to see this... being good in Pioneer, but I'd be interested in trying it. You know, I guess it's good with Uro.
Yeah, true.
But it's also really good with your opponent's Uro, so that worries me.
Not good in those mirror matchups.
You
can
tap it with Uro in play and add 6 green. That's cool. So this turn 3, turn 4 Uro, add 6 green. I'll think about it.
How do you feel about Oracle of Moldiah? I know we have similar effects.
Yeah, it's a very EDH card. I think at 4 mana, it's probably too slow.
So, like, Courser's better at 3, just being able to play from the top, basically.
And being better against aggro.
Yeah, okay. And then, of course, Thrak Tusk. I'm saying yay.
Oh, yeah, Swag Tusk for sure.
I don't think there's anything else that I was really excited about in green other than those cards.
I had one more, which might have slipped through the cracks here, is Wall of Blossoms is not something we currently have.
I was thinking about that.
I don't know if we have green control decks right now, particularly, but even, like, I could see this seeing play in just, like, a maybe Sultai Yorian deck.
Mm-hmm. Just as another way to, you know, draw cards, put something in the
graveyard.
Draw a card,
blink it later, have a blocker, all that stuff.
I mean, also, it could maybe be good in, yeah, I guess any kind of Delirium-type deck. I'm not sure. But, yeah. I think that's pretty much all I really wanted to talk about. I didn't really see any interesting lands or...
Yeah, you know, I looked at artifacts. I think Spellbomb and Chromantic Sphere are a little bit better than the 1-mana artifacts we have right now. But that's very small if they would see play.
I kind of like the land cycle. I think it's interesting being able to choose that other color.
Yes, those would definitely see a lot of play. I think that would be... You know, they're still tap lands, though, aren't they?
Yeah, and they don't have any type, so you can really search them up. But there are some decks that would definitely like to have that kind of ability.
I guess I'm slower on them now that I realized. You know, I was like, oh, yeah, they're like a great two or three, like good for 3-color decks. You know, maybe if we have 3-color ally color decks, like maybe this could make Esper Control a thing in Pioneer.
I mean, I think that the Nyx, what's it called? What's his name? The dragon, 6/6, Grand Paroon, Can't remember his name.
Wait, what?
The combo deck. Bring to Light. Niv-Mizzet. There we go.
Niv-Mizzet. Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe they could play a few of these.
Yeah, they'd like this.
How about the other lands, the utility lands? So, Buried Ruin, Riptide Laboratory, Phyrexian Tower.
Tower would be interesting.
Yeah, Tower's definitely probably the strongest of those. There's definitely some decks that could take advantage of it.
Use that extra mana to cast something. Especially, I mean, it'd be great as a sac outlet for like graveyard combo decks. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm good. Thank you for, you know,
for humoring you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like we talked so much about this.
So this is our historic podcast.
And we're probably done for the year talking about historic after this.
You know, not if we're going to see a Pioneer set in December, but done for a while. Yeah. I'm going to keep you off of it. You can have fun playing it, but I'm going to stick to my Pioneer. Although, I am part of that Discord group that also has Kethis for historic. Yeah. So I do hear plenty about it. Anyways, guys, reach out to us if you like this, if you don't like this, if you want to hear anything more, if there's something you want to hear, if you just want to tell us, hey, I hate you, whatever it is, we don't hear from anybody, so tweet us. Come on, guys. What are you doing? I'm at MTG Pioneer on Twitter, the one and only. You can also find our Discord link there. You can find, you know, we've got a Reddit page that I'm a moderator on and a Discord connected to that. A lot of ways to reach out to us and just tell us how cool Pioneer is, or historic if you're talking to Ryan, but you can reach Ryan.
Yeah, you can reach me at Twitter at YoSchwenky, which is YoSchwenky. And yeah, please come and explore the Pioneer format with us. Like he said, check out our Discord. Pop in there if you have some good ideas for future shows. You can stop me from, you know, talking about everything I want to talk about, so we can talk about real Pioneer topics. But yeah, we hope to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's gonna wrap us up for the day, though. Thank you guys for listening. We are the First Pioneers Podcast. We keep our listeners up to date with what is new, interesting, and powerful in the world of Pioneer.